My heart is sick at the thought that someone actually tried to hurt Pa. If only these new people in the city could understand that Pa is a very nice man, someone who's always willing to help others, they would not want to hurt him. Pa was born in 1931 in Tro Nguyen, a small rural village in the Kampong Cham province. By village standards, his family was well-to-do, and Pa was given everything he needed. When he was 12 years old, his father died and his mother remarried. Pa's stepfather was often drunk and would physically abuse him. At 18, Pa left home and went to live in a Buddhist temple to get away from his violent home, further his study, and eventually become a monk. He told me that during his life as a monk, wherever he walked, he had to carry a broom and dustpan to sweep the path in front of him so as not to kill any living things by stepping on them. After leaving the monastic order to marry Ma, Pa joined the police force. He was so good, he was promoted to the Cambodian Royal Secret Service under Prince Norodom Sihanouk. As an agent, Pa worked undercover and posed as a civilian to gather information for the government. He was very secretive about his work. Thinking he could fare better in the private sector, he eventually quit the force to go into business with friends. After Prince Sihanouk's government fell in 1970, he was conscripted into the new government of Lon Nol. Though promoted to a major by the Lon Nol government, Pa said he did not want to join, but had to, or he would risk being persecuted, branded a traitor, and perhaps even killed. "Why? Is it like this in other places?" I asked him.
"No," he says, stroking my hair. "You ask a lot of questions."
Then the corner of his mouth turns upside down and his eyes leave my face. When he speaks again, his voice is weary and distant.
"In many countries, it's not that way," he says. "In a country called America, it is not that way."
"Where is America?"
"It's a place far, far away from here, across many oceans."
"And in America, Pa, you would not be forced to join the army?"
"No. There, two political parties run the country. One side is called the Democrats, and the other, the Republicans. During their fights, whichever side wins, the other side has to look for different jobs. For example, if the Democrats win, the Republicans lose their jobs and often have to go elsewhere to find new jobs. It is not this way in Cambodia now. If the Republicans lost their fights in Cambodia, they would all have to become Democrats or risk punishment."